Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Morse, Pastor.
Moshe, zirukufamba.
Pastor, all is good. Thank you so much. It is a pleasure to have you on board. I hope that you have had a good day.
The day is still going on. I'm yet to conclude the day.
That's good. Great to hear that, man. I'm glad that you are, you know, having a fantastic one today. Now, we're continuing talking about gender roles in marriage. And today, we're actually talking about the specific roles that husband and wife have traditionally played in the general running of the household, and if they are still applicable in our current time. I think we did touch on this yesterday, so we probably just got to be expanding and delving a little deeper today. Now, Pastor, how has society come to view household chores, you know, such as cleaning, cooking, to be a woman's work maybe, or are those simply not just adult responsibilities really to keep a home running? So, from yesteryear when we looked at as female responsibilities or wife responsibilities to today, where there's a lot of consternation between partners on what to do. Please just take us through this.
Okay, thank you so much. The beauty that I think I'm finding is the society is changing. There is a paradigm shift in the society today whereby everyone can now almost do anything in the house, and there's that good shift that we find, unlike what it was yesteryear, whereby it was known that the wife must be cleaning the house, preparing the food, and also taking care of our children. Yes, that was what the society then believed, and that has remained for some time. But now the society is changing. Maybe also there's this introduction of maids and people who could be assisting us at home. Yes, that because, I mean, dynamics have changed. Now wives are also going to work, and so are the husbands. They're also going to work. So that kind of a change in the society is brought this shift. Now you can find a husband preparing food in the house, which is good. But of course, laundry, now we've got what you call it, this washing machines.
Good washing machines,
Yeah, so things are changing. When you talk of dishes, there are also machines that are now doing dishes.
Dishwashing machines.
It's no longer that rural-based kind of a community.
Yeah.
It's a bit now of an uptown. Even those who are in the high-density suburbs, you'll be shocked. They are just also matching up with those who are in the low-density suburbs. So things are changing. But however, God's design was it nothing to do with the play that you
see? Yes, Pastor. Ooh.
So, hello, you can hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. So, it's unlike what, but God's design, it didn't have plates inside it when he was delegating responsibilities. I think we are good to go.
Yeah. Now, do such gender roles, have work in our society? For instance, when men are supposed to, working in hard labor environments, they still can pick up a pick and shovel, and, they can still direct the traffic out there. They can still drive a crane and maybe fly a plane. And, and women maybe are supposed to be in the office doing office admin because they're women, or HR, softer responsibilities. Does that apply in a workspace?
Well, in the workspace, like what you have said, we have women who are actually the CEOs, of these organizations. And because of that, the same people, they have that responsibility, which is okay, it's fine. Maybe it's a form of hunting, like what it used to be back in the years. Both men would go hunt and do that. Maybe it's another form of hunting, no longer bringing animals, but this time around bringing money. So the form has changed. But when we in the book, which guides us as far as families are concerned, the Adventist home, there are those duties that must remain unchanged, and that is for women to take care of their families, raising them up in the godly way, instructing them.
Yeah.
Those things cannot change. Those ones cannot be changed. Just because someone is now a CEO or a pilot, that doesn't change their responsibility at home. I would rather prefer, my brother, that someone would forfeit their responsibilities out there where they are the CEOs, the doctors, and all those things, and be with their families to raise them up, their children, taking care of the family setup. Because by the end of the day, we know when you get to heaven, it's a funny thing. If you happen to get there, God will be judging you against what he has advised us to do in the Bible. There will be no like excuse, but you see, I had these shifts at work that made me to not to take care of our children. Hence the excuse, they were drunkards, they were into drug abuse, it's because I didn't see them, we had no time together. God would then not say, okay, fine, you were doing a good thing, you're looking for money, so I'll excuse you for that. No, God will do that. So if you choose to handle two businesses, the other one is ours, because of economy, because of situations that are different, but God is a standard one that he has already delegated us. That should be our primary core business. Secondly, then we'll go look for money. But as we do that, we need to be balancing up our equation. Because by the end of the day, what matters is what God will ask for is what we need to be taken care of. Yes.
Now, the leadership function. And we touched on this one yesterday as well. And by the way, there's a comment that's coming on the line. Somebody says come on the line. The pastors will say you are not a man if you're busy with dishes and cleaning.
Well, you see, I'll tell you something of interest. You know, the same men who are proving their masculine, whatever it is, by not washing dishes. You go to a hotel, the same man is washing over 2,000 dishes in the space of less than an hour.
That's actually very true.
And it's for the sake of money. Then I'm saying, why can't you wash the same dishes for the sake of love? So if you do something for love, I tell you, by the end of the day, there's always a stubborn fact. I may do dishes at work, I may do stuff at work, but when it matters most, it's my family who will be there for me, and the work people will not be there. Yeah. So let's try to realign our motivation. But I'm not saying now a man should be put on a duty roster to say like, hey.
It's your today
is your day. Don't forget. Today is your day. Don't forget. We want our food on the table. Don't forget. Today is your day.
And you must not be late.
Don't forget. No. It then must not be like that. Because once it has a duty roster effect to that, then that means now there's a serious challenge. Yes.
Now, how can a couple then come into a mutual agreement regarding their respective roles and responsibility in a relationship? You know, for instance, exactly what you've said, but one may say, but let this not be a duty roster. We just agree that we do everything. But then another partner then may say, no, man, to make things easy and to know who's doing what at what time, to be better organized, it's good that we have a roster. Then we know who's doing what, when, and how. And so if you don't want a roster, you want us to be chaotic here in the house.
Well, I'll tell you something. There's nothing chaotic about it. Because your family definitely is not a family of about 30 people, where we say, ah, it's becoming chaotic here. Let's be realistic about it. Our families are now modern families, whereby you have maybe five people at most under one roof, maybe six or seven. There's no chaos in that. And also, in that same kind of a family setup, you may be having children who actually grown up. I tell you, you'll be spoiling also your children by always being on the dishes and doing whatever it is, and then they are sitting there. You need to cooperate, all of you. You need to be working together. Actually, the moment you are working together, no one is sitting, folding up their hands and their legs. It becomes fun when the father is doing dishes, he's scrubbing the dishes and the pots, and the son is drying them up and and this little girl is picking them up, and mama is doing some cooking there, and someone is handing. I mean, it becomes fun.
True.
It becomes fun.
True.
The moment now we have the mother sitting down, busy changing channels on the DSTV or whatever it is, the service provider there, and the father is alone in the kitchen, is busy with the pot and everything, and the children are on the Wi-Fi on the internet. They're busy downloading and watching movies with the earphones and headphones. Then I tell you, that's not an ideal thing.
Yes, true.
Now that's wrong. Now, unless if the father will say, today is my day, everyone hands off. I want to do my stuff here. I don't want any disturbance. And everyone's like, okay, fine, do your thing in the kitchen. Do your thing. You call us when everything's ready. Yeah, I mean, that's a different setup. That's a different setup, exactly. So the moment you try to put a roster and you're a family of five or few of that, I tell you, that becomes somehow burdensome. Okay, imagine if the husband will put a roster to say, my wife, on Tuesday I want to see you doing lunch, on Wednesday I want to see you doing these things. I tell you, it ceases to be for the family with love. It becomes there's now the servitude in the process. It's no longer, I mean, it's just not good.
Wouldn't the lady of the house, though, or even the children saying, okay, daddy, it's fine for you to actually not be committed to a roster, but everybody must be committed then to the roster?
Okay, fine. This is another dynamic we have. The moment we have a roster, it has times. It has specifics that must be followed. So maybe I'm at work and the roster is demanding that I should be in the kitchen doing something. then it becomes chaotic, because now it then waters this plant called I don't know what the best word I can find for it. Now, when people feel like he's supposed to be cooking today, he's supposed to be doing the dishes, but he's at work. And everyone's like, but why is he at work when he's supposed to be doing these things? People, now there's an atmosphere that is no longer good. That is so toxic in the house. So let things be done outside of a duty roster, so that even if I don't come to on that particular day on time, I don't feel obligated to say, hey, I'm here at work, but people are hungry at home. Or I come back home and they have eaten, but they are angry. They are, you know, they are mean to me.
I think we're losing the pastor there. Pastor?
You're the head of the family. We are not at par. When I'm doing things as the head of the family, I'm also teaching my children in the process that you. My dad was a bus driver, and back in the years, those what would call chicken buses, those old model buses. He would leave for work, and where he would be going, he would leave home around 3 a.m., 4 a.m., so that he goes to the bus ring and start loading, and then goes to work. And then my mother says, you know what? It was so interesting. Your father would wake up early in the morning around 2 and do your nappies. There were nappies then before the diapers. And he would do your nappies. You wash them clean and make sure everything is okay. Leave them there so that I would hang them to dry later on. You know, there was nothing wrong about that. He was assisting his wife.
but it's also a duty as a father. But as we were growing up, he would not continue doing those things. We will also need to come in and do those things. So everything done in love, mm-hmm. I tell you, it's not painful. It's not a duty.
True.
It's not. It's fun. It's fun. But the moment you try to put names to these things, duty, roster, times, what needs to be done, and you're including the father, the head of the family, in that whole process again. I tell you, you need a lot of prayers to redeem that man from some. Because when is he going to work if he's busy with the plates?
Yeah.
No, we can't do that. We can't do that. And also, we need to be reasonable.
Yeah.
This mother is going to work. She's coming back home. She's tired. Her feet are swollen. I mean, please. Let's assist her also. She can't be coming back home and she's running around again with swollen feet.
True.
No, we need to be reasonable. Well, she's one of us.
Yes.
She's not on a salary here at home. She's one of us.
True, true.
So we need to balance up the equation. Yes.
Yes. It reminds me of one man. Because my father, actually, I must tell you this, Pastor, many years back, I got married and my father said to me, listen, young man, when you get married, never find yourself in the kitchen. No matter what happens, though the heavens may fall, do not enter that place. And as he was just saying that, and then he says, "No, man, you know what I saw at this other young man's house is really not nice." And I said, "What did you see?" I mean, he says we arrived there as men. We are paying him a visit because he's a much younger man. We are the elderly in the church, and we're visiting him, and he's busy with the dishes. And I thought, okay, he was in the roster. I think he was in the roster.
Of course. <yeah.
laughs> So notwithstanding that, you are now having men of the church visiting you or whoever is visiting. If it's your roster today, then you must go and do the dishes. So I think that is what you are basically saying, that no, let it not be cast in stone. Let's be reasonable about it. And let's make sure that you will do it when... your turn comes, of course, but let's be reasonable. Let's have decency and order. Mm.
Yes, the moment we're reasonable to everything. Okay, because this other day the wife woke up and she's sick. Mm. Guys, we can then say, no, let's go buy her some takeaway because she's not feeling well. Let's prepare food. Let's also show her that we love her also.
Yeah,
and she's always doing all these things. You know, by the end of the day, it comes natural. The wife knows her position and the place. It's just that the society is just trying to twist everything. The husband knows his place and position in the house. The society is busy trying to twist everything and saying it's unfortunate there is no advocate for men. There's no one who's saying, hey, let's go 50-50 as men. No. But women are trying to push, let's do 50-50. You know, I'm going to work. I'm bringing more money here. It's not about them. It's not about money. It's not longer about love. So I always push this idea home. Please let it not be money detecting how you are supposed to be doing. Let it be love. And if you check, my brother, women without money have no problem with submission.
Mm-hmm.
Women with money have issues with submission.
Yeah,
I don't know how it's like that. So money is the problem. And the women who did not have money, when they get money, I tell you, you know the bed is taken, what do you call it? The firing, the hunter's gun.
Yeah,
it's now
the
one shooting the hunter. I tell you, there is chaotic. You can imagine when a bed is you holding that gun.
Yeah.
It's now hunting. So when women without money, they're very humble, they are very submissive. When they have money, they have a problem. When men have no money, they are very understanding. They are washing all the dishes. When he gets money, it becomes a problem. So money is
not
a problem.
Money is not the root of all problems.
No. It's a problem. I wish God can help us to do without money. So let no money, let no material out there, or friends or people or social, whatever influence may find, detect how we love each other in our home. Let's do what what is suitable for us.
True.
In our home,
mm-hmm.
not what others are doing out there. It's our home. If you find me doing the dishes, this is our home, our rules, our home. Please, this is what's making it to be fun. Who knows? Maybe I promised her when I was dating her, hey, don't worry, I'll be washing all your dishes. Maybe I promised. And she's saying, my friend, you promised.
Yeah, and now you must keep your promise. Mm.
Hey, maybe I'm being held responsible for what I promised. Maybe it was a condition for her to respond to my proposal.
Yes.
I don't worry. You're so someone is paying up what he proposed. Homes are different, so let's be different. Let's stick to our game.
True. Well, Pastor, I must thank you, man, so much for joining us. It's been a fantastic conversation. Thank you so much. I do have one Derek here saying that, let all things be done decently and in
sure.
order. Let's make sure that we enjoy those roles as a family. Now, tomorrow we are going to be concluding our discussion for the week, and we're going to be talking mm-hmm. about the importance of healthy communication. So, Pastor, let's look out for that. We'll join you then tomorrow, same time, same place.
Sure. Thank you so much. God's blessings. God willing, we'll be joining each other tomorrow and hear what God has to say for us.
Thank you so much. Blessings.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.